are in the power zone now with DU. DU's Power Zone.
The Power Zone with DU is dedicated to bringing you insightful communication and resources that will guide you further in making your personal and professional goals a reality. Through candid, stimulating, and essential conversations, we focus on the 9 universal goals of success, which include career, finances, education, family, arts, attitude, health and wellness, leisure, and public service. Based upon these goals, we provide you, the listener, with practical measures of advancement. Good evening, family, and welcome to the Power Zone with DU. Again, welcome to the Power Zone with DU. I am your host, Darlene A. Anderson, philanthropist, motivational speaker, author of Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears as If You've Already Lost, and professional consultant. And you, my friend, have entered the Power Zone with DU. Good evening, all, and welcome back for another exciting episode of candid and stimulating conversation to help you elevate to your highest level of potential personally and professionally. Welcome. Now, we want to take this time to acknowledge all that have returned. We are excited to have you back out there. You are family, and you know what we need for you to do, family. Tweet it out, LinkedIn it out, Facebook it out. Spread the word. Tell everybody that the Power Zone is on, and we need for them to tune in. Now, if you're joining us for the very first time, well, thank you. It is a pleasure to have you out here, and we need for you to do just the same. Tweet it, Facebook it, LinkedIn it, whatever you need to do to spread the word, get it done. And then we want to further invite you to log on and check out the archives of the Power Zone with DU. I am excited. You know, they say that you're not supposed to talk about these things unless you have around 10,000 or so listeners, but we are excited and we're going to talk about our number. Yes, we are. We are at 1,000 archive listens, and that in itself is amazing. Please give yourselves a round of applause. Yes. 1,000 listeners in the past couple of months, and archive listeners. So that's not just active listeners. That means that we have people going in and utilizing us as references and spreading the word as acts. So thank you for that, family. We appreciate you. Now, we have some exciting news for you all that are listening. The theme for this month is entrepreneurship. If you're tuning in for the first time, we're going to bring you in on our theme. The theme is entrepreneurship for the month of January of 2016. Now, what that means is opportunities for our listeners out here who have businesses. We want you to consider promoting your product and or service with the Power Zone for DU in 2016. For more information about that, please log on to Darlene's Utopia and send us your inquiries as to how you can partner with us, or let us know what your products or services are, and we'll let you know what opportunities we have available here at the Power Zone with DU. On that note, we're going to go out on a little break, and when we return, I will speak to our theme, which is entrepreneurship, and our very special guest for this show. We'll be right back, family, after the break.
Ladies, have you ever wondered, upon setting eyes on another woman, where did she get her jewelry? Well, you too can have that gorgeous and fabulous handcrafted fashion jewelry to accessorize your casual and formal outfit. Dinas Jewelry is the place to shop for necklaces, earrings, and bracelets. They are available for home shows, events, and consultations. You can reach Dinas Jewelry at dinasjewelry.com or contact them at 917-945-2286. Also, check them out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at DNash Jewelry. Experience DNash Jewelry, the feel-good jewelry.
Darlene's Utopia is a full-service consulting company created to empower, motivate, and provide resources for clients through coaching, speaking engagements, and events. Our goal is to help clients and event attendees reach their highest personal and professional potential. To learn more about Darlene's Utopia, log on to www.darlenesutopia.com.
Welcome back, family. You have re-entered the Power Zone with DU. I am your host, Darlene A. Anderson of Darlene's Utopia, and I am excited about our theme for this evening. For the month, we've been talking about entrepreneurship as it relates to networking. Now, on last week's call, we discussed the power of networking. I gave three dynamic nuggets for entrepreneurs to consider as they're moving forward in their goals for 2016. And those are both your personal and professional goals. So if you haven't checked out last week's episode, I invite you to go back, listen to those three nuggets, and then take what we're talking about on tonight's show and incorporate it again into your goals for this year. All right, let's speak a little bit to networking on another level. We're discussing this evening networking as it relates to mentorship and professional development. I'm going to give you guys an opportunity to grab a pen and paper. Of course, you don't have to record it because you can just check out the archive. But for those of you who like to jot down things, I still like to use pen and paper and my black and white composition book. I have hundreds. I know some of you are laughing because you can relate to me. There is power in a black and white composition notebook. That is your retention ongoingly. You can always go back to it and use it as a point of reference. All right. So by this time, you guys should have your pen and paper. I had a quote that I wanted to reference from my book, Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears as If You've Already Lost. And there are 10 principles within that. And within those 10 principles, fight principle number 5 is based on supportive networks. And we discussed this a little bit on the show. In that, I reference Ms. Oprah Winfrey's quote that states, "Surround yourself with only people who are going to lift you higher." Oftentimes, we think about support just as it relates to personal development, and that can be family, that can be maybe financial things that you're going through, that can be church. It's an array of personal elements that we consider when we are discussing support. But it's also important to understand that you need the same support in your business. You have to get that same support from the beginning if you are to be successful. I am excited to have on the call Dr. Stacy N. D. Grant as we are speaking to the power of good networking as it relates to mentorship and professional development. So family, for some of you who do not know, which for all of you at this time should know who Dr. Stacy N.C. Grant is, I'm going to speak to who she is professionally, and then when I bring her on the call, I'll share a little bit about how I know her personally because she is my mentor, so I'll give you all of the ins to that. So let's speak to Dr. Stacy N.C. Grant's bio for a little bit. Empowerment specialist and event strategist Dr. Stacy N.C. Grant is living her divine calling to lead, teach, and inspire. Described as God Designer Original, She ignites her audience with her captivating smile, intoxicating humor, and boundless energy. As an empowerment specialist, Dr. Grant is a highly sought-after inspirational speaker, trainer, life coach, and mistress of ceremonies. The strategic focus of Dr. Grant's empowerment platform is executed through her Destiny Designer University's life skills, leadership, and professional development training that will produce spiritual, mental, physical, and financial balance in our lives. Dr. Grant currently resides in New York with her husband, Andrew, two sons, Josiah and Jeremy. With God as her guide, her global community will be better for her service to humanity. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I introduce to you Dr. Stacy M.C. Grant. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Darlene A. Anderson, and all the members of the Power Zone with DU. I am excited to be here. This is wonderful to know that there is a community of like-minded individuals making amazing strides. Congratulations on your 1,000 archive episodes. That means the word is spreading, the content is rich, and people's lives are being changed as a result. So I'm honored to be on your show today.
Thank you. Thank you so very much. You know, we did a lot to get to this place, Stacy, but I'm so grateful of your time and being on the call. Yes, family, the things will happen. Energy will get in the atmosphere when something great is about to go down, that negative energy we're talking about. But today, we made it our business to ensure that no matter what, we will have Stacy on the call because we need to inspire you the same way we are. So thank you so much, Stacy. It's always a blessing.
You are more than welcome.
So let's chat. There's so much to catch up on. So the theme, the topic of this evening is entrepreneurship as it relates to mentorship and professional development. And I said, who better to have on than my mentor, Ms. Stacy M.C. Grant, Dr. Stacy M.C. Grant. So I know you've been doing a lot. We're going to speak to some of those things. But I thought it was important, as per the last show that we did in the family, I invite you again to log back on, to really talk about purpose. There is purpose in networking. And I thought back with a smile about the first time that we met and being in a space where I had an opportunity to sit with you at a table. And I don't know if you know, Stacy, but I had been, and I always say I'm a silent stalker. I had been stalking you for some time. I wanted, when they told me, you know, you have to go into your bio, look at somebody that you want to emulate, somebody that is important to you, somebody that you aspire to be like. And it was you. I had heard of you through Warm Spirit. I believe you had did a empowerment call for Warm Spirit at the time when I was a consultant. And I said, wow, she's just amazing, and I want to be like her. So I looked at your website. Yes, I studied you. I took your bio and did my very first bio similar to yours. Everything, your mannerisms, your smile, I wasn't even a person that smiled a lot. But when I said I wanted to be an entrepreneur, I started smiling more, just really putting myself out there. So fast forward, an opportunity comes for me to meet you, and I'm sitting at a table where everybody is like silent. Everyone's eating, they're doing their little thing, and I said, you know what? I'm going to use this opportunity to say everything I have to say for her to know that I am serious about my business and networking. And you were actually the mistress of ceremony for that event. Acknowledgement to Kim Suttis of PIT, because you were the mistress of ceremony for her annual events. And from there, things have just been amazing. So I really wanted to talk about that and say that when opportunity comes, you have to take it. Sometimes you're just one. And through that, I've done a million great things with you.
Oh, wow. Well, first of all, that is very humbling for you to say that you chose to emulate my platform and some of the things that you learned through, I won't call it stalking, I will call it just simple admiring, which is so funny. I crack up with that description. But it's humbling because one of my goals in life is to always live my life in a way that, one, gives God the glory, and, two, invites people to just see possibilities for themselves, because it's never about me, and I never will ever be in a space where what God has blessed me with gets to my head, because I want to always remain humble, because people opened up doors for me, people held the spaces and created the opportunities that I'm able to walk through and turn back around and do the same for so many who are coming after. So I thank you for sharing that story, for who you are, for always being willing to be a support, and just excited that I've been able to open up some opportunities and introduce you to some people so they can see how amazing you are, and you in turn can go ahead and inspire a whole new generation of entrepreneurs.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm all smiles right now. Family, when we talk about the power of networking, Stacey always says, and every time I have an opportunity to introduce her and speak to who she is just as being a mentee, she always lets me know not to forget the opportunity for profit. Stacey has put me on a platform where I have increased in revenue and working with her. I've done a lot of things for free because although we do have to tend to our business, service is also big. I've done a lot of philanthropy work through Stacey, which she's created a bigger platform for me. So when I just talk about being in her space and knowing who she is, I also want you to know that there has been production in that, financially as well as an opportunity to just go out and expand my brand and help humanity. So again, thank you for those platforms, Stacey.
Oh, it's my pleasure, and more to come.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So this is actually an opportunity in this moment to talk about you. Who is Stacey MC Grant? Because we're going to get to all that professional stuff, but we want our listeners to know exactly who is Stacey and what inspires you. Where did it start from, that spark?
Well, thank you so much. That's an awesome question, a question that I go into deeply with my students in Destiny Designers University, because what I realized, Darlene, was I had to ask myself that question as I was growing and developing in this space of an entrepreneur, and realizing at the core what I am is someone who leads, teaches, and inspires. And that's why it's the first part of my bio, that's where I get joy. Joy in knowing that when I've learned, I want to share it. You know, our queen, Maya Angelou, used to share that quote, "Those who learn teach." And being in that space is important to not just gather information just for the sake of collecting data, but to use the application of knowledge in a way that makes life better, not just for you, but all those around you. So when I looked at the things that really brought me joy, there was no coincidence that a lot of the various pieces to my platform all revolve around personal growth and development, but more importantly, from the inside out. So through transparent discussions, through growth and development, that I can share lessons to shorten the learning curve of those that I work with, but ultimately stand in the space of being a proud child of God who is not ashamed of sharing her faith and the gospel, because without God in my life, none of what I have would be possible. So not just lip service, but really living a life that gives him the glory and allowing myself to be in alignment with his purpose for my life. And I don't feel we wake up one day and automatically know what our purpose is. We grow into our purpose, and that's through using the skills and the talents that we've been given. So for me, I am saved by grace that all of the ups and downs, twists and turns that my life has taken, that God has seen far beyond my fault. He's seen my needs. He's honored my faithfulness to him, and he has opened a venue and an opportunity to use a platform that inspires individuals to graduate to the next best version of themselves by turning inspiration into results. And that is a tagline of our Destiny Designers University, our classroom without borders. So that's who I am, a work in progress, constantly moving in new dimensions of growth and change and pulling everybody in my path along with me.
Amen. Amen and amen. This is amazing. Are you excited, family? She just said a mouthful right here. And there are so many nuggets within that. I love when you said we grow into our purpose. We grow into our purpose. Sometimes we just have to, just as Steve Harvey is trending right now, this jump. You just have to jump into action with those things that you are passionate about, and then your purpose comes along the way. That is amazing. We grow into our purpose. Now, Stacey, you've been mentioned Destiny Designers University, and I just wanted to speak to that for a second for our listeners to know exactly where Destiny Designers University is, if that's okay.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And I want to thank God for giving me that line, we grow into our purpose at Stacey S.B. Grant. You know, I'm Steve Harvey trending. I'm trending, too.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I'm going to get to the tagline. Stacey is trending all over the place. We will definitely speak to those taglines. But family, catch that tag. Please say that again, Stacey.
At S-T-A-C-I-E-N-C Grant. That's my personal. At Stacey S.B. Grant. And my Destiny Designer is Destiny Design U. So D-E-S-T-I-N-Y-D-E-S-I-G-N and the letter U. So those are the two tags that you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And that was just a moment, and I'll share it first with the Power Zone. When Steve Harvey calls me on his show, I'll make sure I shout you out that we discussed the trending issue.
Yes. You, I have both arms up in the air, even with holding my keys, my phone. I have both arms up in the air. Please do, because that means that we're going to be coming on soon enough. So thank you very much for that.
You are welcome. So Destiny Designers University is an example of growing into your purpose. So as I looked at the things that I was doing and all the different tentacles, so to speak, on my platform, I wanted to bring it all under one umbrella. And Destiny Designers University is serving as that, our classroom without borders, where I can lead, teach, and inspire in a virtual platform that people can access on-demand trainings and programs, as well as live training. And as I travel and I am a part of various conferences and programs, that we are going to be funneling in excerpts and information and products and joint ventures, everything under this umbrella of constant and continuous personal growth and development, life skills and leadership training. So that's what lives in Destiny Designers. And as we've gone through the various iterations, we just celebrated our first anniversary this past November and looking for an even stronger year. I'm so humbled by the graduates I had for our first 2015 Mastermind program and those who enrolled in our other programs and courses throughout the year to hear their testimony, to witness their transformation, and to see how God moved through the whole process. It still makes me pause in awe. So I am excited about where DDU, for short, that's what we call our platform and our hashtag Faith Warriors, moving forward, because this platform is really predicated on those who believe that God first for faith entrepreneurs. So we make no bones about the fact that our strength and our joy comes from the Lord. And we don't necessarily do business the same way that conventional business is done, because we're in the world but not necessarily of the world, which means we're held to a higher standard of accountability and process, and that process is one that really allows everyone to go deeper and grow to that next best version of themselves.
Thank you so much for sharing. I had an opportunity to partake in the launch of DDU, and I must say, to have so many dynamic men and women of influence in the space, it was a day that was like no other, and I will always remember it, because when Stacey asks you to come out and participate, no matter what you're doing, you drop everything and you come out and you give a hand in ensuring that the mission is met. And it was my pleasure. Acknowledgement to Ms. Deja Vu of 107.5. She was there. Ms. Lucinda Cross. You have so many dynamic people. Your mentor, Mr. Andrew Morrison, it's always a pleasure to be in his company. So I really want to speak to what mentorship is to you, because you're always giving acknowledgement to Andrew, to Les Brown. We're going to speak to some of those people when we come back off of the break. But just in this moment, what does mentorship mean to you, Stacey?
Mentorship is essential to your growth and development. Without someone to show you and open up a new way forward for you to function, it's hard to really meet and match your ability and potential because you can't always see the picture if you're in the frame. And without a mentor guiding you and opening up doors, you kind of prolong your ability to get to that next level. If you want to pass classes in elementary school all the way through college and postgraduate, you have to study, and your teacher is serving as your mentor. And that's what a mentor is. It's a teacher. So in the classroom of life, and that's why I love the fact that we have framed Destiny Designers University as your classroom without borders. In your classroom of life, you need the mentorship to be able to stretch your mind, to stretch the things that you've done so that you can get different results. And without the mentors in my life, without the individuals who poured into me and made me think differently about how to move forward, I would still be stuck in an old way of thinking. I wouldn't be at the place of moving towards my goals and dreams with massive action, getting the kind of resources that are needed, because you don't know what you don't know until you know you don't know. And that's a whole nother sort of training.
But
when you're working with mentors, it allows you to have a different conversation of potential growth. And then it's your job to apply the information that you receive so that you can move to results. And that started my immediate mentors are my family, my mother, my father, my grandparents, aunts, uncles. But then when I was a young child, and I just made a post recently about this, that my mentor in high school was a female coordinator for a leadership program I was in. And her influence, her stature, her style, her grace, her educational resume, everything about her inspired me to want to be the best young woman that I could be. And we're still very close to date. She's godparent to my sons. And it's wonderful to be able to have conversations with her to this day where I go over what's happening, what's expanding. No matter how far I am, wherever I travel across the world, that at the drop of a phone call, pressing 10, she can still pour into me. She's beaming with pride all the time when we speak. But I tell her, had it not been for her influence, for her mentorship, I might have taken a different route that might not have ended me to where I am currently. So without mentorship, you prolong your opportunity to bring the best of who you are to the planet. It's necessary. It's not an option. And the sooner you align with the right mentor, teacher, coach, you will see an explosion in your own personal growth and development.
Thank you, Dr. Grant. Family, take heed. Take heed. And I have shared, because all gifts through God is not just for us to keep. We must share. Dr. Stacey N.C. Grant is my mentor. I hold her near and dear to my heart, and I am sharing her on the Power Zone with you all on this evening. So if you don't have a mentor in your corner, take heed to some of the things that she's saying and go out and seek someone that is like-minded and a little bit more experienced than you to help you get to that next level. Stacey, you said something, and I just wanted to capture it for a second. You can't always see the picture if you're in the frame. Family, you can't always see the picture if you're in the frame. Sometimes it takes someone else to come and look at that photo and let you know what needs to be done. So thank you for sharing that. We're going to go out on what we call, Stacey, the song of the show, and it's dedicated to our guests. So I want to ask you, what song inspires you and why?
Wow, that is an awesome question. A hard one, though, darling, because I love music. So I would start running down a whole playlist. But there's one particular song that I've been enjoying since following this new artist. Her name is Jessica Reedy. And the song is Put It on the Altar. And one of the reasons why I love this song is just a nice tempo and just upbeat reminder that whatever we're going through, whatever trials, challenges, tribulations may show up in our lives, if we put it on the altar and just leave it there, not go back and pick it up and try to solve it ourselves or tell God how to do his work, but just leave it there so that he can get the praise and the glory for taking you through, because there's no testimony without the test. And this song is just a wonderful example of that, because all of what I have, all of what I'm able to do, everywhere that I'm able to travel and touch is a result of God's grace and mercy. And with that, there are going to be days that are challenging. There might be days that are exciting. Life is a full box of chocolate, in the words of Forrest Gump. So we have to constantly just keep ourselves in the right mindset and frame of mind to put it on the altar, put God first. He will do the rest. Just stay faithful, stay in alignment, and the rest is up to Him to manifest in your life. And manifestation is my word of the year. So we've been hashtagging manifest in 2016 as an action for us to take and just know that the best is yet to come. God's word is faithful, and if we're faithful to Him, He will extend His continued grace to us.
Thank you, Dr. Stacy N.C. Grant. On that, family, we're going to go out on the song of the show, Jessica Reedy, Put It on the Altar.
Hey, let me hear you say it. You're not alone. You've been hurting way too long. Let it go and just move on. Make your way down to the altar, hand it over and leave it there. It's gonna be alright.
It's gonna be alright.
It's gonna be alright.
It's gonna be alright.
It's gonna be alright. So everything that you've been worried about, you need relief. You're tired of the pressure.
Yeah.
You got all the stress and you need some peace. Come on and get your breakthrough.
Breakthrough.
Haven't you been suffering long enough? Make your way down to the altar. Hand it over. Leave it there. It's gonna be alright.
It's gonna be alright.
It's gonna be alright.
It's gonna be alright.
Welcome back, family. You have re-entered the Power Zone with DU. I am your host, Darlene A. Anderson, and we are here speaking with Dr. Stacy N.C. Grant. Now, if for some reason you are tuned in right at this segment, we need for you to rewind because we've just given an array of nuggets that are going to help you elevate your business for 2016 as it relates to the power of networking specific to mentorship and professional development. Welcome back to the call, Dr. Grant.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here. You have an amazing Power Zone community. So congratulations again on this awesome work. I'm so impressed.
Thank you. Thank you. And that song is now going to become one of my favorites. Jessica Reedy put it on the author. Amazing. I heard it for the very first time. I'm excited by it, and I'm definitely going to use it as an audio tool of encouragement. We need things always in our ears and at our eyes to inspire us, because as soon as you put your feet on the floor, as they would say in the old school Pentecostal churches, you know, the energies are busy. The negative energy is ready for you and to discourage you. So this is just really, really great, inspirational words to listen to. So thank you for sharing that.
Oh, you're welcome.
Awesome. So we've been speaking to Destiny Designer University. We've been speaking about mentorship. You actually shared some important things about what mentorship means to you and your mentors. So I actually wanted to take this time of the show to really speak to your mantra for 2016, which is what? Family, are you ready? Are you ready? Drum roll, please. Doctor, please let us know what your mantra is.
Hashtag manifest in 2016.
Yes, manifest in 2016. Manifest. I want to share something that you wrote, and I was like, wow, this is amazing. You actually wrote this at the top of the year when January came in. You actually, it was at the end of December, excuse me, family. It was at the end of December when you wrote to your DDU community online, and you said, my mantra for 2016 is manifestation. Many times when we are at the beginning of a project, the excitement can be intoxicating, thinking about the potential and what the end result will actually be. After a few weeks, sometimes even days or months, when we do not realize the result we want, the excitement starts to fade and we get discouraged or distracted. How many times, family, do we move forward with our resolutions and then get stuck a week later, a month later, and we don't go any further? When I read this, Stacy, I was like, wow, this is really speaking to not just the DDU community, but a bigger community at large of people that need to hear this. What inspired you to write that?
Oh, wow. Thank you for acknowledging that piece. It was from conversations that I was having with individuals that I've been invited to various platforms to speak, or I've been on shows and people ask questions. And it was just in my spirit to acknowledge that fact, that you are going to sometimes hit this point where all of the hoopla, the excitement starts to fade, and you really have to figure out what's grounding you, what's keeping you pushing forward. Why are you seeking God to open up certain doors or move forward with what you've intended to get done? And if you're not grounded, if you don't have the right plan of action in place, it's like building the house on sand versus building the house on solid ground. So that's what prompted me to share that, in hopes that those who read it would constantly bring to top of mind what grounding, what foundation do they need to hold on to and push forward in order to manifest this being their best year yet.
Thank you. There is someone out there that needed to hear that. Needed to hear that, and I invite you to follow Stacy so you can, on a continuum, be inspired. Because again, the sooner we put out a plan to move forward in a productive, positive manner, there will always be forces of energy. There will always be things to tackle to make you feel as if you want to just step back and not move forward. But you have to continue in your mission and know that eventually it will come into fruition if you just push further. So thank you for sharing that, Stacy.
You are very, very welcome. And I hope it blesses every listener, because in your power zone, there are individuals who are looking to create new opportunities, to create new streams of income, to create new relationships, to create new ways forward with really living their best life. And because you provide this platform and you bring on guests that can pour into their lives, they are going to see an improvement and get to the point where they're celebrating the best year of their life. Thanks to you.
Yes, the best year ever. Thank you so very much. We here at the Power Zone accept that. It means a lot to us to receive such acknowledgments, because that's what it's about. It's about helping others and inspiring others. And we do take that to the next level here. So thank you for that. Now, we're talking about manifesting. I look back at, although I've been in the know of a lot of things that you've done, and looking back in 2015, you had an amazing year. And I wanted to spotlight some of those things while we had you on the show as a guest. Speaking to mentorship, Les Brown, who I've had the opportunity to meet a couple of times, he's an amazing man and a dear friend and mentor to you, correct?
Correct, yes, he is.
And you had an opportunity to go out to England with him over 2015. You were also the recipient of the Humanitarian Award. And we just wanted to speak to that in addition to some other things. Stacey has had an amazing year. But we want to speak to Les Brown first, if we can, for a second.
Sure. Well, I am blessed and privileged to be able to work with Les. I run his Motivational Monday Night Call along with some of my colleagues from the Platinum Program. I'm one of his master trainers. I traveled with him for multiple events this past year as a part of what we do with speaking and training. One in particular that was an amazing experience was Les Brown in London. It was an outstanding turnout from people all over the world, literally, who came to participate in the event, and getting to speak and train there was wonderful, as well as going to see the Queen, even though she wasn't prepared with my tea. But speaking to mentorship, when I met Les Brown years ago, it was like, wow, I'm actually in the presence of greatness. And I had to make a decision at that point on how the relationship would go further, outside of just investing in the programs and DVDs that I've purchased, but what substantially would be different with me working with him and having an opportunity to work with him one-on-one, what would that mean? And I remember that day so well, darling. It was actually in Queens, New York. A dear friend of mine, Sharice Patterson, God rest her soul, brought that event. And long story short, if I hadn't made the investment in working with him and joining his program, things might have been considerably different in my life right now. And to be able to do what I do with him on a regular basis and have the relationship with him as a mentor that I have is such a blessing. So sharing the importance of mentorship is not just talk, it's what I put into action in my life, and Les is one of my near and dear mentors, as well as George Frazier, who I started going to that conference to volunteer time and to help and to assist, and fast forward to getting on the faculty, and then fast forward to, for the first time since he started the conference, allowing another person to take the stage and the microphone, and now being his celebrity guest host for the amazing FrazierNet Power Networking Conference. So all of that to say, these individuals, the Susan Taylors of the world, who I'll be celebrating for the Gala National Kids Mentoring, someone else that I work with, all of these individuals, it was because of taking a step to deepen the relationship and to get the mentorship that I knew I needed to grow to that next level. And I'm forever grateful to each of them for how they pour into me, their love, their support, and their constant desire to see my platform grow in bigger ways and opening up doors and opportunities for that to happen. So 2015 was a whirlwind. So much happened that it took me a minute to try to highlight just a few to share, but I wanted to definitely continue to stay in a place of gratitude for what God has done and what he has allowed through this work.
Thank you so very much, and congratulations. Family, if you want to learn more about what 2015 was like for Stacey, I invite you to follow her. Join the DDU Community Acknowledgement for the Network Journal, 25 most influential women that are trailblazers and making a difference, in addition to the Dr. Martin Luther King's annual dinner, being a keynote speaker for that. She is an alumni of St. John's University. She has an amazing presence at St. John's. I cannot forget the blue and white. I want to give you an opportunity to speak to the blue and white, Stacey.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Well, we have just celebrated the members of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. We just celebrated our 96th Founders Day this past January 16th. So that is a wonderful time of celebration, and our brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, who had their Founders Day on January 9th. So we are in the Royal Blue and White family enjoying our time of reflecting on what we were founded to do with providing service, standing for scholarship, sisterly love, and final womanhood, and really moving in a space of being reactive in a positive way to the ills that plague our communities. Most recently with the issues going on in Flint, Michigan, and organizing support for that has been something very near and dear to us. So being a person that is proactive in solving challenges and being involved in solutions is important to us as a sisterhood, as well as our brothers. And that is something that's near and dear to me. I've been a member of this illustrious organization for over 26 years and consistently financial and active, and I'm a proud life member and have served on a national, regional, and state level as well as the local level. So honoring the blue and white, I appreciate you for recognizing that and for always remembering my love of my alma mater, St. John's University, and all that I was able to do there and continue to go back and teach and train at my alma mater. It's a great honor as well. So thank you for acknowledging those two very important pieces of my world.
No problem. It is an honor to be a part of that world. Again, you created an amazing platform for me of linkage and awareness on the things that are near and dear to your heart, and I'm very much grateful for that. Family, you all are in the know. You are in the know here on the Power Zone with DU as it relates to taking your business to the next level via tools of mentorship and professional development. We've been speaking about mentorship specifically, but professional development as it relates to networking, good networking, nuggets of good networking you received here on the call. I invite you to rewind it, listen to it again, play it as many times as you need to, and definitely share it, because it will help you. It definitely will. Dr. Stacey N.C. Grant, it's always a pleasure to be in your presence, to have great conversations, personally and professionally, and I want to wish you a successful year in 2016, and hopefully I'll get to be a part of those things.
Absolutely, and I want to take this opportunity to thank you, Darlene A. Anderson, and the Power Zone from Darlene's Utopia for being here, for being in community, for listening. You didn't have to tune in. You made a choice to tune in and to share it out and to be a part of the growth in the live listening audience as well as the archive platform. So I'm honored to be a part of your success and look forward to cheering you on your journey as it continues to unfold. So thank you again for having me.
You're more than welcome. Family, for more information on Dr. Stacey N.C. Grant, I invite you to log on to her website. Now, you can check out her website on our radio page, but if you want to keep it in your favorites directly, are you ready? We're going to share that information with you again. It's Destiny Designers University. That's Destiny Designers with an S, university.com. There you can learn more about Dr. Stacey N.C. Grant, as well as all of her happenings with DDU and her upcoming events. She has great testimonies. There's a gallery, events you can join. You can become a member of her e-newsletter. There's just a slew of things for you to reference. And again, put it in your favorites because this is mastermind at its best, family. Until we meet again, be safe, be well, and I'll catch you all on the Power Zone with DU next week. Take care.
The content of the Power Zone with DU, a component of Darlene's Utopia, is intended for general information purposes only. The views expressed by the show's hosts and their guests are their own and shall not be construed in any way as advice from the Power Zone with DU or Darlene's Utopia. Personal perspectives expressed by the producer, writers, editors, hosts, and guests will always be presented as such. We encourage you to seek professional advice for any problem in which you may have. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to Darlene's Utopia or the Power Zone with DU.